multiple people are shot. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia, responding to a shooting at a local Walmart Tuesday night. This is Chesapeake officer Leo Kosinski.
We were able to find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures rapidly and quickly.
An exact number of casualties not released yet. Police say they believe there was only one shooter who was dead. A three-year legal fight now over as the U.S. Supreme Court refused on Tuesday to stop the handover of 6 years' worth of former President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee. The outgoing head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, set to be deposed today in a lawsuit filed by two Republican attorneys general.
Attorneys General Eric Schmidt of Missouri and Jeff Landry of Louisiana filed a lawsuit against several current and former Biden administration officials alleging they colluded with big tech social media companies to censor discussion about a number of things, including COVID, specifically its origins, like the lab leak theory. Fauci was asked about fighting misinformation at what may have been his final press conference in the White House briefing room Tuesday.
The way you counter misinformation and disinformation is that to do whatever you can as often as you can to provide correct information.
A federal judge ordered Fauci, along with a number of other administration officials, to cooperate with the AG's investigation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The year's top film, Top Gun Maverick, now heading to a streaming service. Paramount Pictures announcing Tuesday that Top Gun Maverick, after making $1.48 billion at the worldwide box office, debuts December 22nd on Paramount Plus. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We're learning more about how a gunman was eventually stopped at an LGBTQ club in Colorado where he killed five people Saturday night.
Former field artillery officer Richard Fierro went from partying on the dance floor with his family into full combat mode after a gunman burst into Club Q and opened fire, tackling him to the ground from behind and pistol whipping the shooter with his own gun while a drag queen stomped on his face and other patrons pinned him down until police arrived. Amid the chaos, arriving officers detained Fierro, who was covered in blood, but soon realized he almost certainly saved lives by subduing the assailant. Those who lost loved ones in the shooting are sharing photos and tributes to remember Raymond Vance, Kelly Loving, Ashley Paw, Daniel Aston, and Derek Rump, the victims ranging in age from 22 to 40.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Colorado Springs. At least 19 others were injured in the shooting. Police have not yet determined a motive. Two blasts going off near bus stops in Jerusalem, killing one person, injuring at least 14 others in what Israeli police say were suspected Palestinian attacks. Americans are paying more for Thanksgiving travel this weekend.
For the average plane ticket, $350. That's up 43% from a year ago. A hotel night will cost you $189, 13% more than last year. Rental cars are the lone bright spot, 15% cheaper than 2021. Gas has also dropped a bit over the past month to $3.63 a gallon, still up from a year ago. The airlines have taken steps to try to avoid the chaos and delays of cancellations we saw this summer, hiring more pilots and staff and cutting back on flight schedules. Combined with the higher demand, it's leading to higher prices and more crowded flights for passengers.
Fox's Garrett Tenney at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. And I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.